You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 6. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You got a little bit choppy there for me.
Oh.
But
chop, chop.
Yay, Skype. I can't wait for Discord to do video chats. I just can't wait. It's great.
Awesome. Well, I mean, Discord seems to be going leaps and bounds with what they're doing, which is fantastic. I like having that option. I'm finding it's a lot better than some other things that I've previously used, so, which is kind of cool. But yeah, we'll see. I still need to figure out how to set up a music bot. I think there's ways to do it, but I'm not sure.
Discord?
You can set up a music DJ thing, because I have one set up for Vent, and but I can't figure out how to do it in Discord, so I need to look into that at some stage when I get a free couple of hours to figure it all out, I suppose. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. But how are you? What have you been up to this week in the world of Warcraft and the world of outside real life stuff? Maybe?
This week, it's kind of interesting. It's been busy and less busy. So, well, getting geared to be less busy. So basically, I didn't do any mount runs last week, which kind of bothers me because I like to at least get... Wow. Okay, so let's leave that in, okay? Uh-huh. Because this is just an example of how my morning has been going. It's about 20 after 5, mm-hmm. and there's about 4 or 5 different times that I've had to get up and deal with noise. I actually did turn off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. at least Discord knows that I'm in streamer mode. That's great. Anyways, let's carry on before I completely lose my mind.
Uh-huh.
So, I didn't get any mount runs done, which kind of bugs me because I like to at least get one attempt on my main character.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my main, right? And I can run through it in 25 minutes or so. And not this week because or not last week even, because it just seemed like everything hit me all at once. I got to deal with a whole ton of stuff and just no time. Part of the problem is I say yes to everything, mm-hmm. and I want to do all the things. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm a patron of Torn Think Tank. And one of the perks of it is that you get a chance to either win an hour chat with Jules, or mm-hmm. you can get, voice ringtones from our Conan.
Yeah.
So I won last month or this month, and I opted to get the hour chat with Jules because she does life coaching and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
which
I
is
had
awesome.
Already... Oh, she's very good.
Yeah.
I already had won. I had already gotten voice ringtones from our Conan back from supporting the Well Played party last year. So I figured, okay, let's do some life coaching, see what's what. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but we'll see what happens, right? Mm. And one of the things was, I guess, you know, I just feel like I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, a couple weeks ago, I said, yeah, I'm doing my hair rissons and I'm doing them on all these alts. And then I'm like, wow, this is crap. After doing it 2 or 3 months, I was like, oh, no more.
Yeah.
So even cutting that out, I could not even imagine what my time would have been like trying to do that too, because that's an extra overall. I mean, it's a half an hour on a quick day, but then it's like two and a half to 3 hours, I think, on a get all the stuff day. So basically, I decided, she kind of showed me the way that, you know, it seems like, you know, I kind of say yes to everything because, you know, I have personal reasons, maybe stemming from when I was younger, where, if I don't say yes, I kind of have this worry that people won't ask me again.
Mm-hmm.
So, recently, my raid leader on Wednesday nights announced he wasn't going to be raiding for quite some time, which is fine. And he said, if you guys want to carry on, you guys can, and you guys are all admins. And I'm like, okay, great. So I was going to raid on that night still.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got an email that night asking me if I wanted to join another team because him and another person had said I would be good to join their team. And of course, what did I do? I said, yeah, sure. And the timing was at 11:30 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. And
this is my time.
Yeah. Okay. And the timing is okay the timing is good in the respect of my wife and kids are in bed, so it doesn't impact them. However, it does impact me. It doesn't impact sleep. It does impact time for me to do other stuff that I need to get done. And so it just adds another thing. And here I am again saying yes. So I know that I've taken on too many things. And the problem for me was that I didn't know where to start to say no. And one of the things that I look at when I want to say, like, when I need to start to cut things is, what do I not want to do?
Absolutely.
If it's something that I don't want to do, or if there's something that's a hobby or that's fun that is not fun, then that should be one of the first things I look at making changes to. It doesn't mean I just up and stop, but change it so that it doesn't affect me as much.
Yeah.
So the problem was that I like everything, so that couldn't help me.
Yeah.
So I decided was that maybe the best thing right now is to not raid at all, which for me is it's big in that it comes twofold. One is my hands don't seem to be working as well now.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting for long periods of time trying to raid now it seems to be more of an issue. And we are at the end of, we're between expansions now, right? So I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that I don't think I'm going to be getting onto a team that will be doing mythicar command, unless somebody wants to carry me, which they could. I mean, my gear is like 720, which is minimum for getting into mythic, not last fight. So I figured the first place that I would remove myself from would be raid teams. So I emailed the guy that had asked me, and I actually ran with them on the Thursday Sunday night, and they said, and the night didn't go well. Okay. Apparently, lots of people didn't show for some reason. And he goes, "This isn't a normal team. It's not a normal team. This is not how we run." He was very, very concerned. And he goes, "And I bet you some of you are not going to come on Tuesday, right? Yeah, yeah." And I was like, "Okay, well, you're kind of self-defeating yourself if you're already planting that seed." But I, you know, when I sent him the email, I said, "Listen, it has nothing to do with the performance. It's actually me. It's like, no, it's the whole 'it's not you, it's me' thing." But
yeah,
in this case, it's actually true. Yeah. So, yeah, I was. So I sent him an email saying that I'm out, and I actually went on Discord and told my other raid team on days, which actually is a time that seems to be a time where I can get work done, but it's during the day. Like, it's at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And they only have like a 10-minute break halfway through. And I'm like, yeah. So that usually by the end of that one, I'm pretty sore.
Yeah.
So I myself. Oh yeah, it is. I mean, back in the day I could do it, but I just got to resign. I've got to understand that, you know, if my body physically cannot do this, like my mind can,
yeah,
but my body cannot,
yeah,
then I need to make a change. So, so I've removed myself from there. I was already not really raiding on Saturday nights anyways. So that was no big deal. And I think on Friday night, I'm going to tell them, like, I'm going to raid with them one more time tomorrow night. And that's going to be it for quite a while. So I also decided that I was going to unsub. Well, not completely unsub, because like I've said to you before, is that I will never stop playing this game. I mean, like this game too much. So what I did was that I transferred some of the characters that I have on my wife's old account. So I basically had two accounts of my own. Then I took on my wife's account. I'm like, so I've got three accounts. I spend gold to pay for it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So what I did is that I took some of the characters off my wife's old account, put them onto one account, that these are the characters that I'm going to play, that these are the ones that I want. Like, it's my main character.
Yeah.
/ characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It subbed two of the accounts, and they're still active until end of August. And if I want to carry on with them and I have the gold, I will.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah. And I feel like ever since Cataclysm, I have, this might sound nuts, but I have had a max level character of every class on both Horde and Alliance on the same realm. It's just something I did.
Yeah.
So in Cataclysm, that was 20 characters. In Secondary, that's 22.
Yeah.
And what I decided to do just for giggles is that just as I was transferring the characters around, I got to the last character I needed. And it was at level 96, and it was my Horde Warlock. And I decided, okay, fine, four levels. Let's go pop in XP potion and do it. So I did. And so here we are again, end of Warlords, and I've got 22 max level characters on just on that realm. Okay, so I also have a max level on Harry Peak. And I've got another max level character on Senjin and something else and another realm too. Wow. I think on Osh and I think it was on an Osh oceanic realm because it's helping out
Bloke.
Being his nemesis. So you know, I'm in Legion, I'm only going to be focused on one or two tunes, and that's it. And I need to refocus myself to only play those. And when I'm done, like, I still want to do mount runs, but it just, it's going to be, I'm going to have less tools available to farm. Right. That part was made me think, oh no, if I unsub and then I still don't have these two mounts, what am I gonna do? Oh my god, oh my god. And then I'm like, well, then it's just gonna take a little bit longer. It's okay, James. Well, if you don't know me by now, you should know my first name anyway, so it's fine.
Most people would know both our first names, but if they don't, that's cool. But yeah, well, that's fairly, that's an interesting week you've had.
I'm not even done yet. I'm going through everything, and I'm still gonna chop. Like, I'm not chopping, chopping. I'm just,
pulling to fit the accounts to what you want, so you can focus.
My accounts are done. Yeah, okay. And I was saying to Jules that, I've been wanting to play a whole Overwatch, and honestly, how much have I played? I played an hour, and that's it. And I'm like, really? Because it feels like I've not played a lot, and I've wanted to play it. And I know this is not a podcast about that game, but that's a game I want to play. And when I played in beta, I had a lot more time played there.
So, I haven't logged into Overwatch yet either. Like, I logged in and got my thing, and then I've not had chance to play. It's crazy because I'm like you. I'm like, I'd like to have a game, but I've got so much going on that I have to focus on, like you, refocus and be like, okay, this is the stuff I really want to do now. And at the moment, for me, that Overwatch is just gonna, it's gonna sit there. That's all I keep thinking. It'll sit there and I'll get to it. But at the moment, WoW is such a big part for me. Now, if it's not your thing and you want to, you should be able to step outside and go, you know what, I'll go spend 3 hours in Overwatch. And don't feel guilty about it. Just go and enjoy and...
Well, it's the thing is that I've got other stuff besides WoW, right? Yeah. And so I've got to take, care of a whole bunch of other stuff. And I want to do things for the WoWChallenges.com website. But I am not going to do them until I get somebody to come help me.
Yeah.
And I've already put this out there on our other show. I put this out on Twitter, put this out on the forums too.
Yeah.
That I need a zone. I need a zone writer, guide writer. And if I was thinking the way that I was before, I would have just gone and done this myself. Now,
but you can't.
I've decided, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I'm going to just sit here and wait till I find some help. So, going forward, this is what I'm going to be trying to do is better manage my time say yes to everything. So if you ask me something to help you with something and I say no, I'm gonna tell you no, but I'm sorry, I would like to, but I just can't. And it's not because I'm trying to be a jerkwad or something. I literally do not have enough time to do all these things and keep myself sane.
That's fair enough. That sounds like you with having the The chat with Jules would have been
fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's funny because I went into this chat thinking, I don't have anything to talk about. What are we going to talk about for an hour?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? And then, boom, we just began to go. And it was like, holy crap, it was great.
Yeah. No, that's really good. I'm so glad that you got to that point before you actually burned yourself out. So, you know, because sometimes I think for some people, they get to that point of beyond help. Like they burn themselves out and then they're done and they can't come back from that point. You know, whether it's gaming or WoW or life or whatever. So that's good that you were able to find the point now before I got too crazy. And you're doing something proactive, which is looking at the stuff that you really need to focus on for you. Because like both of us, I don't know if people understand, but we've both got health issues. We've both got stuff that makes it very challenging for us to, you know, to do things where we can sit and things like that. So it's good that you're taking, you know, all of those things into consideration. And I say good on you. Yeah. What else?
So so you heard me type it. I did me that this week we actually changed the gasket between the toilet tank and the toilet bowl.
Right. So okay.
For me, using my arms is not great at all. So they're very weak. Having to change, so you basically have to unscrew the screws inside the tank, lift up the tank, just take off the old gasket, put the new one on, just a simple thing, and put the tank back on and screw it back again. Do you think it would take maybe half an hour? Okay. Nope. This took us about 3 hours.
Oh, no. Oh.
Because my arm strength is bad, but my torque strength on my wrist is actually not bad.
Yeah.
So Carrie can't – Carrie is my wife. Carrie can't – doesn't have enough arm strength either. So we're so basically – we're both putting our weight on the tank in order to be able to screw down the screws so that there's no leak. And when we think we have it, nope, there's a little bit of a leak. And then we start to jiggle the tank and we're like, it still moves a little bit. Yeah. That tank is should not be moving at all. Right. So just thinking, you know, that's what else happened this week. We also, my son flushed a boat down a toilet.
No, what, like a toy boat?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so now we bought a wax ring because we figure we're going to have to lift it up anyways. So we might as well get a new wax ring just to say, hey, we've got a new wax ring. There should be nothing to worry about. But it just means another lengthy task that we need to do. And something as simple as a toilet, it's one of the easiest things to do in the entire house. And
wow,
it's a challenge.
Uh-huh.
So that was my week. So
wow.
How was your week?
Wow, I don't think I can top that. It sounds like you've had a very intense week.
Yeah.
But, you know, good on you for taking steps to sort some stuff. So good on you for that. My week, well, I've actually done a fair bit of stuff this week, even though I was concentrating on other stuff. But I did manage to, I suppose, delve into other things because, well, you know, you have to not keep doing the same thing every night. Well, I know for me, it gets a bit dull. So I started looking at the toys, and as much as I'm not into looking at Legion stuff and spoilers and everything, but I did find that there was a guide for some of the new toys, old items are converting in Legion. So I thought, well, let me see what I've got and what can I, you know, go and try and get. So Wowhead's actually got a guide, and I'll put the link into the show notes. But it's such a fantastic guide that I was like, oh my goodness, I'll just go do it. So there's a Google Drive information on like everything's like tabbed. It's, you know, it's spreadsheets of every expansion, and it's like, yeah, it's right up your alley. Because I was like, spreadsheets, yes. And then you can mark them off, and it's got TomTom waypoints and everything. I'm like, this person is the most awesome person who's just, you know, created this thing. So that's what I've been doing. I was running around getting, you know, some of the stuff I had, and I was like, sweet. So I'd put little X's, and if you put an X in the box for collect, it automatically puts a line through the whole thing. So it's like, okay, I know I've collected that. And I was like, wow, this is fantastic. So I've been trying to get the last few, even though I've got no bank room. And yes, I know I should be doing it on alts, but you know what? I don't do all the important stuff on alts. I do it on my main. So I've had to reevaluate her bank again about four times this week and managed to get rid of just a couple of things. I was like, okay, I don't need them to be in her bank. And
it's funny, I've actually bought transmog void storage space just to store some transmog gear, because there's gear in my bank that I was like, okay, well, because I was trying to clear out my characters and sort things out. And I was like, space, oh crap. So I'm not a transmog guy, so I thought it was funny that she had to go use
that. Awesome. I have got completely full all my tabs on my void storage, as well as I have got the hexweave bags on every is every single in my bank. Yeah,
in your bank is hexweave bags.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the 30 slot bags, right?
32
Well, whatever that they are, this whatever expansion.
Yeah. So I have now got two slots. I'm back to having two slots free. So yeah, and I'm like, okay, I will see. But the guide's really awesome. So the main thing is, if you're looking at wanting to do some stuff before Legion hits, it's a really good one, because it has so much information on it, which is awesome. And you know, for those nights that you kind of want to chill and you don't really want to think too much, you've got the spreadsheets on the Google Doc that you can just be like, okay, well, I'll just go over here. Hey, I've got TomTom. Hey, I'll just put, you know, put the codes, copy and paste, done. You know, head this way. And yeah, so I cannot speak highly enough of that guide, because it has been so fantastic. But again, I'll put it in the show notes. If anyone wants to check it out, because I really do think it's awesome. I did get some mount runs done this week. And again, I only do mount runs really on my main. Again, it's because that's the way I roll. But I did manage to get a lockout on my second account for ICC. It took me a bit because I have been so busy with doing other things that I was like, right, I need to run ICC. So Tuesday night, Tuesday night for me. So I'm running it and I've got my mage over on my second account and I've got my hunter because I already had the lockout when I looked at my warlock and I'm like, oh, hang on, it hasn't reset. Oh, it resets at like 11 a.m. US time. Oh, damn. Okay. So I thought, well, I'll take my hunter. You know, I've got a pet. That will be good. So if I get, you know, bone spiked on, what's his name? Lord, then I've got the pet and, you know, cause if I'm dual boxing, I can't dual box very good. It makes it just easier. I figured with using the hunter. So I got all the way. And next thing I got up to, what's the one before Sindragosa? The last of the last wing and the other wing. Blood. Is it the Blood Queen? Anyway, I got to her and I just killed her. And then the instance is going to reset, is, you know, going to go down in 15 minutes. And I'm like, no. So I ran down and I'm like, go to Sindragosa. Go, go, go. So, of course, then you get the room where you've got the, you know, all the humans come and the spiders. And I'm going, go, 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 go. And then I make it through that. And I get out onto the platform. And I'm like going, kill the dragons. Kill the dragons. And I was like going so fast. I'm like, just get Sindragosa down. So I pulled Sindragosa. I was like, okay, take down the two dragons. And as soon as the two dragons was there, I was like, put my mage over here. I'm like, you just stay there. Don't die. Go, you know, get my hunter. And I had my my pet, which is my white call hound, which is, I can't remember what I call that one. Anyway, so I'm like going, get Sindragosa, go, go, go. And I'm like popping everything I can on the hunter. And I'm just going, go, 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 go. And I got it down. And I'm like, quick, okay. And I'm looking at a time. It's like got two and a half minutes. So I'm like, okay, get out of here. So I hearthed, you know, I sent the mage out. But I thought, well, it's no use me hearthing out because I want to sit right outside ICC. So I go to the portal and I'm like clicking on the portal. I'm going, which one takes me back to the start? And you know what? I clicked on every single one to find it because I couldn't remember. And I'm like getting transport. I'm like, that's not it. Go to this one. No, that's not it. So I made it back. I made it outside the interest. I looked at and it's like got 23 seconds and I just went, log off. And I was like, okay, that's it. I'm just going to leave her there and we will see. And then the next night, because I didn't have time because it was late, I was like,
so can I ask though, but if you had left yourself logged in when the instance went down, I think it would have just,
I would have kicked me. Yeah. But well, I don't doing that. I didn't want to take the chance that if something bugged, and then I didn't have the lockout, I would be so upset because I was like, no, I don't, you know. So I logged back in and I'm like, right, I'm going to kill Richie. And off I go. So I get in and I do all the stuff and I'm like, why isn't everything reset? Go out.
Oh.
Set everything back. Go back in. No. Go back out. So I did it took me about half an hour to figure out what I had to do to have the lockout on my hunter because it kept just showing as being that I hadn't been in there. And I was like, oh my God, this is the most painful thing I've done. It was so funny. But I managed to figure it out, you know, and I was like, right, go see Lichy and doing Lichy 25 heroic on my hunter. Well, that was interesting. It took a lot longer than I thought. Not obviously hugely amount of long, but I was like, oh, wow, you know, she definitely doesn't have the DPS like my Warlock. So it's like, ah, well, it's all good. So I got through that and I looted him and I was like, you, I hate you, Litchi. We'll do it again next week. So yeah, so I didn't get anything, but I'm like, well, at least I've sorted out the lockout for it. But oh man, that was so intense.
See, I thought you were like, when I'm looking at your notes here, so when you say that you got the lockout on ICC, I thought you were just running the hunter all the way up through until Lich King, and then you could. Do you have one account or two accounts?
Three.
Okay, so I thought you were going to save the lockout on your hunter. No. and invite your warlock in, and then your warlock only has to do Lich.
No. My hunter's my main account, so I've saved it on my mage, which is on my other account. And that way, okay. Then I can, okay. Because my warlock had already run it this week with the boys, I just went, oh, well, I'll just give, you know, I'll run through, I'll set up for the lockout. But then I thought, well, I might as well just take and try it on my hunter. So that was the main thing, was to just give it a go. And that way then I can keep the lockout for my warlock if the boys don't go. Because Asheo managed to get Invincible's Reins this week. So, and I'm like, oh, damn. And it wasn't even a run. He did it by himself. So I was like, oh, I was too tired. I was like, I'm going to bed. And next thing. He tweeted and he's like, oh, by the way, I just got this. It's like, oh, so yeah. But anyway. I know. But grats, Ash. That is awesome. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Oh, and Wingy got something too. I can't remember. He got the one from Firelands, which I've already got anyway, but he got the one off Rags.
All right.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. So grats, guys, on that. But we did have on the weekend, Saturday night, I had a girls' gaming night, which we try and do at least once or twice a month, which is really good fun. And the Dwarf Dungeon Squad that we've been running is we decided, well, we were just going to concentrate on playing WoW. We're not doing Diablo or Overwatch or anything. So I've got some screenshots, so don't forget to check out the show notes at adventuresinazeroth.com. But we went from level 14 to level 21. So the first screenshot I put in, that's our road trip. So we had to run. We ran from Stormwind all the way down to Booty Bay. Because we were going to Wailing Caverns, weren't we? To get the flight path, because we were level 14. Mm-hmm. You can't queue up for a dungeon at level 14. So we had to run. So we did. We ran. No one died. We ran all the way through. We took the boat over to Ratchet. We went, then ran from Ratchet all the way through Northern Barrens across to Wailing Caverns. And then that was our next screenshot. Does that look familiar? So there's no, I called that one no Chuck Norris jokes here. Because I think there was only us in Baron chats, because we're, you know, Alliance.
Do you remember back in the day, Baron's chat was just
Baron's chat was so, so crazy, because all it would do is just roll. It would keep rolling. I can remember not keeping up with Baron's chat. But the jokes, some of the jokes were hilarious. I do kind of miss that. But so I put in a boss fight. And then we did the awakening. So we went all the way through, we were in there. I think we did from level 14 to 17 in Wailing Caverns. Then we went to Ragefire Chasm. And because we were 17, we didn't have to run to our grandma. We just queued up.
should have ran to it.
No way.
Fun.
No. Because we are a dungeon team, so we have a dedicated tank and a healer and DPS. So we just went, queue up, bing, in we go. So that was a lot of fun. That was pretty easy. We went from 17 to 19. Then we went to Shadowfang Key.
No. Yeah. I want you to read the caption for your screenshot.
Sorry. So the screenshot, yeah, this was the, of course, the final boss in there. And I called it, that's one big orc. Well, we're dwarf. So, you know, we're little. So, yeah. So he was very big.
Just wanted to want you to say it so I could say that's what she said.
Okay. There you go. So then we went to Shadowfang. And Shadowfang was... 19. Actually, no, we went past 21. What am I talking about? I'm pretty sure we got to actually 23. Because we then went to, Shadowfang, and Shadowfang was 19 to 21. And when we came out of Shadowfang, so there's, we're taking on Lord, Godfrey. So I called that one, well, hello, Lord Godfrey. And then we did Stormwind Stockades, which we actually ran into because we were in Stormwind. So I just said, come on, let's just run in. So we ran in, and then that's when we took on Hogger, and I just called it Hogger. But we went and got our riding, so we now can ride. So there's a screenshot of us all on our Swift White Rams. We're all got the same. And I said, I called that one, I believe I can ride. Isn't that pretty? So that's the girls there. So we had a really good night, and they're up to level 23. So what's that? We got 9 levels, which is crazy, which was great fun. So thank you, girls. I had a fantastic time. And we've got more fun stuff. So we'll see what happens. But on the weekend, Nemesis is my nemesis. Okay.
Okay. Before you start this, can I say sorry? Because I know the night you were gonna do it, you, like I said, you'll go, just send me a text or something and I'll help you. And then I didn't hear from you for maybe half an hour, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bed. And then when I saw you put this in your notes, I'm like, oh no, that was the night I just said, screw it, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing anything else. Rah,
you know, flip. That's okay. It's okay, because we didn't do it. What we did was we were setting up. So I managed to just have a little practice run with Rain, Constructs, and Grand Nagus. So we were trying to figure out what was going to be the best way to get everyone together. Because, you know, we're talking about, what, at least 3 different servers to get everyone on the same server. And you know what? It took us a bit to figure out. It wasn't as easy as just using one. There's different add-ons that you can use to get people on one server. But that might be fine for your party, but then you've got the person. So I've got my warlock who's sitting over here who was like going, yeah, no, I don't see you guys. I don't see you guys. Nope. And yet I had my alliance warlock on my other account was with them. So they could, you know, we were trying to get back to Earthen Ring. And I'm going, okay, on my alliance, I see you guys. Everyone's right here. But I don't see my warlock. And then I look at my undead warlock and I'm like, there's nothing there. So it took us a little bit. And this is a screenshot when we eventually worked out how to do it. We've at least got a strat. And I managed to kill him a couple times just to make sure. Res sickness gives you nothing. So we have to just remember that even if they take the res sickness, you can't kill them with res sickness. So you've got to wait out, 10 minutes? So you've got to keep that in mind.
The axe timer on taking a res is 2 minutes. So it's definitely the res sickness.
Yeah. So... I got a few kills, but because we were just testing things to see how it was going. So that was That was really cool. And they're going to, hopefully we're going to be able to get together sometime this weekend. But thank you, Rain, Construx, and Grand Nagus. You guys are awesome. But I did get into an ashram last night. I was just like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to kill stuff. I had one of those days. So I was just like, I just need to kill stuff. So I went, you know, let's go into ashram. I went into ashram and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be terrible. It's, you know, the last couple of times I've gone in, they've been really bad. Like, I've been in there, I've basically waited until the debuff on, you know, before you can leave, because they've been horrible. I got in there and I was like, oh my God, this is, everyone's working together. Oh my God. Yes, we got trounced by Alliance to start off. But then we started getting momentum and all of a sudden we were having the most amazing PvP battles and taking on events, and it became, you know, I got my whole, I got my events done. We took on Trem. I got all my PvP kills for the week. You know how you gotta kill 200 Alliance players. So got that done. I was like, cool. So I got up to 68 out of 500 and I was like at 54. So that was with the help of having a couple kills with Rain, Construx, and Grand Nagus. And then me going into Ashran, there was one gnome in Ashran last night. Managed to kill it a few times. I was like, I see a gnome. So I went through that.
Circles are over their head.
So what you do, because I have Ashran body, and then I equip, so I've got their health bars. The circles is your target. So when you're in Ashran and you've got the Alliance come for you, you can see where your healers are, so you can target the healers, and you can see whatever nemesis that you're on, that's where it will focus. So out of a sea of Alliance that was coming for me, I would see one little red dot and I'm like, I focus on that one and go for that. So it was a lot of fun. I got a lot of kills. I managed to also, ding, achievement points, 25,000 conquest points achievement.
Wow.
So yeah, I was like, booyah, that I wasn't expecting. So that was kind of good. And last week was Squirt Day and Pet Battle Week. So when everything aligns, which does not happen very, very often in WoW, Squirt Day comes around about every 15 days. Pet Battle Week comes around every 5 weeks or 6 weeks. So for that to align, it's the only time this year that it has aligned with Squirt being in Pet Battle Week. You can take a level 1 to level 25 in 3 or 4 battles with your safari hat plus. Hey, yeah.
You've got the pets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we will work on that.
I've got lots of pets, just not the right ones.
Yes, and you do need certain combinations with Squirt. And I actually sat there with Rain and Grand Nagus, and I went through there's two really good strats, but the strat I use is I find I can do Squirt in 13 rounds with my Arctic Fox and my Ghostly Skull, where is if you use the Enchanted Broom and the Weebomination, it was taking, I think, about 14 or 15. So, you know, when you just want to sit there and you're just like, boom, 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 you know, you just want to sit there for an hour and use your buffs and just be like, okay, reset, you know, heal up, go again, the fact of two extra rounds on a pet battle is the difference of actually maybe squeezing in an extra pet battle in the time. So yeah, so it was good. I got quite a few done. Not as many as I would have liked, but again, you know, there's only so much you can do when you're trying to do other things. So, but the next, yep. Time when Squirt Day and Pet Battle Week aligns is apparently in December. However, I thought about it and I went, well, hang on, Legion's coming in August. That could throw out. I might not get another chance until 2017. Because if they throw in extra week stuff, I'm not going to see another one. And I was like, oh my God, this might be the only time this year that I got to do one that. So yeah, it was quite interesting. But it was good. I got some stuff done. So if anyone's not sure about Squirt Day and want to know the different strats, then, you know, you guys can hit me up because I've got that fight down so pat, I don't even need to think about it a lot of times now. I have done it so many times, but yeah, I do like taking Squirt down. Another thing I did was Warlock. So, I don't even know when did I start the Warlocks. So the boys and I started a bunch of Warlocks maybe 2 years ago, again, to run a dungeon team. And all we do is we started questing and then we pretty much would walk into a dungeon and go through and see if we could level, you know, do dungeons, get through the dungeons, and see if we could do it as purely as DPS. So we are at level 71, and we did the Azul Nurub, and what's the other one? I can't think.
Ankara.
Yeah. So we managed to run through and we did get those done. So we went from 71 to 72. So we stay the same. I'm running, I think Wingy and I are both running Destro and Ash is running Affliction and Matter is running Demonology from memory. So, but yeah, we have been running these tunes for quite some time and it's interesting. We even went into Kara. We even started Kara with the four of us at level. I think we went in a 68 and it was not good on 68, but we went back in a 70s and we made some progress. Mind you, the XP was like 3. So yeah, definitely dungeons, max XP in dungeons. So that was a lot of fun. So there's my screenshots. That was the, I always try and do, you know, the stay there boys, I'm taking screenshots. And yeah, so it's been a busy week, as you can see. I have done lots of stuff. I've had a lot of fun. And yeah, it's been good. I do manage to keep myself pretty busy, as you can tell. So that's been my week.
You've had a lot of playing time for sure. This is how much play time that I did have that I don't have, and it's like I want to kind of shift my outside of game stuff to so I can play again because I feel like I'm not playing again, but it's like, you know,
I know,
being able to look at all your stuff is like, man,
I love this game. I mean, okay, I'm not gonna log in tonight because we're doing this and then after that I'll start and edit and, you know, that's fine and it's not a problem, but the thing is I love to log in the game and think, okay, what am I going to do tonight, you know, which part of it And there's so much for me to still do. Again, I keep thinking, oh my God, Legion's coming. This is crazy. But I just have so much fun. I love this game. I love the fact that I get to play with some really fantastic people who we have a lot of fun with. And, which reminds me, I am doing another achievement run on, we're continuing on with the Thundering, what is it? Glory of the Thundering Raider. So, so we're going to do that this Saturday night, which should be, again, good fun. Make a little bit more of a headway on that achievement. So again, you know, it's like, it's just fun stuff. Like it's a bit of hard work, but not on the whole. I love this game. I'm just glad I've got a lot of really great people I get to spend time with. So yeah. But anyway, we will get onto our show topic for this week, which was favorite Burning Crusade raid. And
it was funny. I thought it was funny.
What? So will we tell the story?
It's funny. Right. Yeah.
So last week, when we had decided the show topic for this week, you know, Stone's like, oh, I know what mine's going to be. And I went, okay. And I sat there for a minute. I'm like, don't tell me. Well, and I'm thinking and I'm going, nope, I know what mine is. And he's like, okay, what did you say? It'd be pretty funny if it was the same thing. And I went, oh, yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? And did we do a 1-2-3? I think we did a...
Did we do a 1-2-3?
I think we did a 1-2-3. And then you said yours and I had to say mine straight after. So you said, what did you say?
Yeah, Karazhan.
And I went Karazhan. And we went, oh my God, it's the same one. This is so awesome. So we decided that we're just going to do Karazhan. So for both of us, Karazhan is our favorite Burning Crusade raid. And I made Stone get up really early the other morning. And I went and took some screenshots. So again, if you want to have a look, we had a lot of fun. We ran Karazhan, just him on his DK and me on my Warlock. And I made up a cute little picture, which is up on adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can have a look at that. But we did. We had so much fun running around, except for Chess. Oh my God, Chess still drives me nuts. Just was a pain, but we did get through it, which was really, really cool. So for those people who do not know where Karazhan is, it's over in Deadwind Pass, and it is a lot of fun. So what for you, Stone, tell me, what's your favorite thing about the Karazhan raid?
Well, I know that you said Chess was a lot of fun, a pain in the butt. Yeah, it is. I used to, like, I found a strat on WoWhead and just about being able to get Chess done, like, really quickly. And I was able to do it at one point when I was trying to run this on my own to get the pet off of the... guy, right? The last guy, the prince. And I just, when we ran through Chess, it was like, oh my God, okay. I knew some of the tricks that you had to do, but
we did get it down, but we did have to be a little bit tricky, you know. We had to really be a bit, jump from one to the other, and you're like, okay, can you go jump on this one? I'm like, okay, do this. And it wasn't easy.
Well, having the cancel aura macro, you have to have it. Like, you just have to, because if you don't, clicking the X doesn't work every time.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the cancel aura control piece Girl, you're in for trouble. Like, you won't win. I'm not sure what my favorite encounter is, because I'm just trying to think. Like, when I, like, okay, the reason why I picked this was that this was one of my first raids that I came in as a tank. Like, this is where I was going to learn to tank, and I'm part of a new guild, and I'm part of a new raid team. This is my place. So I can tell you some of the areas that were a bit of a pain in the butt, because warrior tanking back in the day, it was not easy. I mean, when we went into Wrath and then they gave us Shockwave, oh my goodness, that was fantastic. I loved it, because I remember being on a warrior, you had to Sunder, then spread it with Thunderclap, or you had to do or was it you had to do a bleed and then spread that with Thunderclap, and then that should give you enough aggro so everybody could then begin to AoE. It was just it was hard. And in this raid, there's lots of areas where there's packs, right? And one of the areas I hated the most was More Roses dining
Oh, yeah.
and that
Sure.
place is just was just full. Was just full.
And because
I
you're dealing with a lot of like your ghosts, your undead, like I can remember there was so many times I couldn't fear. There was stuff that you could not, you had to be your crowd control, you had to make sure you had hunters, you had to make sure, your druids could, what is it? I'm thinking sheep, it's not sheep, it's turned into your, do your roots, and then your shaman does your little froggy thing. So technical, I know, guys. But yeah, there was always so much because they were tight, really tight pools. But
I don't
I
think
love
I
that
have a
one.
favorite. I'm like, even back in the day, I mean, there were ones that were good and ones that were not so good. Like, I did not like Nether Spite. I don't know what it was. I just didn't really
Oh,
like
that was such a
throwing
pain
the
in the neck
beans
fight.
and all this. I think I actually liked the extra boss, the boss that you click. You fully earn on. I keep forgetting his name though. The one that you're.
Oh yeah, the one I got the really cool screenshot of. The dragon. Nightbane. Nightbane? Yeah.
Yeah, I
Nightbane.
actually didn't mind that one. I think out of everything, because I mean, the dragon would leave and then the ads would come down. I mean, it was okay. I kind of remember being on Prince and, my job was to be over here and taunt when I was told to taunt. That was it. It's like, okay, I'll do it. But I mean, overall, I mean, I don't, it's funny. I don't recall one fight jumping out as being the best fight for me. Yeah,
That is
and
fair enough.
I don't know if it's because of time or because now when we run through it, it's like you just one shot everything, right? You just boom, 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 done, right? I'm
But
not sure if it's a combination of the two, right?
And I took you over to the organ, and you said,
Yeah,
never
I've never been there.
there, So, I mean, again, I think I have been to every inch of Karazhan. Like, I just have killed everything as a higher level, gone back in, and just like I'm wandering the hallways of and just looking everything and looking at the books, and going into the rooms with all the books and all of that. But my most vivid, let me tell you, my most vivid memory of Burning Crusade was the raid team that I had back then. We used to raid pretty much all day Saturday and Sundays for Australian time for what I would do, and the US guys, that would be kind of like their Friday nights or Saturdays. And we were, I had a lot of high-end raiders friends on my server, and they were progressing. You know, they'd gone through Kara, they were onto what was the end, you know, into Serpent Shrine. And, you know, our little raid team, we didn't have the right combination. Like, we, for stuff, we had tanks and healers and DPS, but a lot of fights, people would tell us, you're never going to get Maiden down because you didn't have a pally.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we didn't have a pally. We had warlocks and hunters and priests, yeah, and mages and, you know, we had combinations, but we didn't have anyone who had a pally, high level raiding pally. And we got through Atchiman. We got through Morose. We got through Opera. And then we got to Maiden of Virtue. And I can still hear one of my oldest friends in WoW is Cal. Cal, I have known for like 10 years. He rescued me as a baby warlock in Ashenvale, being ganked by this nasty level 60 druid on the server that I was on back in Classic. And he was in the zone and he came over and he was an undead rogue and he tore shreds off this night elf druid who was ganking me. And we've been friends ever since. And he is a high-end raider. And he would tell me, you are never going to do Maiden without the right combination. And we kept at it and kept at it and kept at it until finally we got it. And the first thing I did was I whispered Cal and I put in caps, Maiden down, no pally. And he just whispered me back and he's like, OMG, I can't believe you guys did it. That is so awesome. He was so impressed because, you know, we were just a little, you know, just a little like family type friendly guild. And we did it. We did something that the big guys couldn't do. And it was such an awesome feeling. So, you know, it has such a special place in my heart for all of those kinds of things and being able to thumb my nose at Cal and go, we did it. We did it. So, and I still talk to Cal today, which is awesome. And again, he's still high-end raiding over on his server, so which is good luck. But I just love the music in Karazhan. That's one of my favorite things. I don't know. Do you play with the music on?
It changes for me. There's sometimes I'll play without any music. Sick, and then I'll realize, like, I'll play for like weeks with nothing, and then I'll because I'm usually watching something on my other screen, right?
So okay,
watching a TV show or something, and but then I'll realize, oh, I'm missing music again because everything will sound really quiet, right?
Yeah.
And I turn it back on, and then I realize, oh, WoW's got great sounds, and it's just. It's just great. And I know that in Karazhan, I know that there's a like they've got more than one song in there, right?
No, it's only one. Oh, okay. the music role, is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, I mean there's one song in there that I kind of, that's what I
think. Oh, there's the one for Opera. Opera has different.
Maybe it's the Opera one. I'm not sure which one it is. It's it kind of sounds like an old timey pub playing kind of music you know, ding ding ding. You know, it's a lot of it's like playing on like a string instrument, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think but, that's when you come into getting around before you get to opera. It changes from, yeah. So there seems there's
different. That's the song that kind of pops out at me that I've always kind of liked because it kind of makes me feel like I'm actually in a castle or something. Yeah.
And when we did it the other night, when we ran through to get the screenshots and we got up to Prince and I actually thought, wow, the axe, the two-handed axe dropped. And I told you to take it. And Stone's like, no. And I'm like, take it. Gorhal dropped. And I said to him, you take it for transmog, even if you don't want to use it. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, take something for transmog. You know I don't transmog. I'm like, I don't care. Just take it. So, yeah. So that was kind of nice to finish on the fact that you got a pretty transmog axe. So.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
I'm just really looking forward to transmog coming up because then I'll actually use it more, I think.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it will be easier to use.
Than.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and when we did opera, what did we get? We got Dorothy. Dorothy.
Yep.
Red White Riding. No, not Red White. Why am I thinking?
Oz.
Oz. Yeah, wizard. That's right. And which was good. I always I liked all of them, but that was funny because it was like bam, they did. when we did it now, but yeah, there's so many things within that. So if you guys have not done Karazhan or have not done it in a while, you know, go and check it out because it is a lot of fun. Plus, there is a pony. There is a pretty pony, and we both have that pony. And Fiery Warhouse.
If it dropped again, though,
yeah,
it would have been like, oh,
but we were kind of like, oh well. But it didn't drop. So Achiman the Huntsman does have a chance of dropping the Fiery Warhorse's reins. And that's basically the first boss. So you could just go in there and kill him and go out. Yeah, which I used to do until I got him. So that was a lot of fun. But I think we will go on to mailbox because we have got some people sent lots of responses to our favorite Burning Crusade raid this week. So, do you want to start off, please, Stone?
To do this, do you want to go through each one and?
Yep.
Or lump them all? Okay. All right. So, at Lycee Lou. Says Black Temple, duh. at OmniPDX says Karazhan all day. I'm like, hey, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
At Shabingus says Black Temple easily. Just as an aside, I was actually surprised about how quickly and how many people responded to this. It was right when I put this up. Everyone, boom, 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 boom. Like,
that's awesome.
Cow.
Thanks, guys. They
liked it.
Yeah.
At Whammo. Whammo.
Whammo.
Karazhan.
Mm-hmm.
At Hanzamer. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. And if not, sorry. Karazhan and SSC mostly for Lavage, right? I don't like Vash. That's the only fight I hated in there, and especially trying to do it on solo.
Oh, really? I was so excited the day that I soloed her. I was like, yeah, booyah, got you, you rotten little thing.
I never got to go in when it was current. I was doing raids, but killed so often, they were saying the new group that I was in was saying that probably wasn't good enough to tank it
I was
because of.
actually really lucky that that even with Kara and everything, and because I had Cal, that there was a few times that he would say, "Come, do this. We need, you know, where we need, you know, we need you," which really just means get your backside in here. We're gonna carry you. And I did SSC back in the day, running with his guild, which was like second on the server. And I got to do, I was so excited when I got to fish up, you know, do the fishing one with the lurker below. I was so excited. I was like shaking because I was like, I'm fishing and I'm going to produce this boss. But yeah, so I do really like SSC as well, and Black Temple. Yeah, but that's cool. So thank you. Who else have we got?
So we also have at Atara, which is my guildmate Ari. Oh my god, no contest. Karazhan was the bomb. So much fun. Yes, I agree. At Felix WoW, which is Felix, how's it going? I also raid with him, or I used to raid with him, I guess. Kara and BT. And
Nice.
at hey at can I speak? Maybe, maybe not. At hey Heatherby, Karazhan. And then to finish it off, at Cinder Tweets. Never got to do it while it was current, but I do enjoy going back and running the Sun Well. Must have been awesome at the time, and it has some of the most beautiful transmog pieces. I did not run it as well when it was current. Like I said, I did start to tank in Kara, but that was pretty much it. I did tank Megtheridon and screwed that up really bad because I was a dope. And then I didn't
Well,
really
come
start
on.
to really tank, like really, like seriously until Naxx in Wrath. And then since then I've been tanking. So, but
Well,
yeah,
we're
Sun.
all noobs at some point. You know, that's what I think looking back, and sometimes I'm still a noob now, but thank you guys. That was awesome responses to the tweets. But we do get a voicemail from Spanky Hunter.
Yep, and I will play that right now.
Hey guys, Spanky here. I'll give you a double up because I was slack and didn't send in a voicemail last week. Favorite classic dungeon? It was ZF, Zol'Farrak. Out there in the, it was one of the few that you could actually ride your mountain. It was had that little event where you'd do the stairs and then the group would come down and they'd help you, and then all of a sudden you'd, spoilers, you'd find out that the group was actually against you. So heaps of bosses. I remember running it an absolute crap ton of times with warriors because they wanted the two one-handers that became the two-hander that became that epic sword. Yeah, no, I like ZF. I just did it so many times. Another thing for classic dungeons is you didn't need a proving grounds because at the front of the dungeons before you actually got to the portal, all the mobs were elites. And it was like its very own proving grounds because if you couldn't kill the mobs to get to the portal, then you weren't good enough or geared enough to actually do the dungeon inside. So it was like its own little, yeah, like its own little proving ground to actually get to the dungeon at first. You had to kill the elite mobs that were at the front of the dungeons, and that wasn't easy. You really needed your full group there beforehand, so yeah. Classic dungeon was ZF. I love Zol'Farrak. Still go back there every now and then just to blow the place up. And there's some flying from doing, you know, hunting the camel and stuff down south there. I usually fly over it on my way up to Anixia's lair. Yes, okay. So, favorite BC raid is this week? Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. It's a toss, but it's a toss between Karazhan, because I loved Karazhan, ZA, because that was the first one where you had the timed run for the mount that's now been removed. And that was, even though there was only half a dozen bosses, it was quite a challenging 10-man there. Mag's Lair I quite enjoyed, you know, but clicking those bloody things all at the same time, that was tough. Gruul's Lair, that was another interesting one with the mage tank too. I quite like those short one and two boss, the big 25-man raids, but you can't go past Karazhan. You know, Karazhan predicted a lot. I mean, look at Prince yelling at the end. All dimensions, all realities are open to me. So even way back then, the story of Warcraft already had multiple dimensions and multiple realities. So, and we already, back then, if you picked up on it, they already knew demons crossed multiple dimensions and multiple realities. So all this stuff that people were having a cow about over dimensions and time travel and that, it's been going since BC, so yes, that's how long it's been in game, you just haven't noticed it. Anyway, so yeah. Oh yeah, Kara. It's got to be Kara, because that was so much fun. Remember Shade of Haran? Don't move. Everybody, stop touching everything. Don't move. It's going to kill us all. Yeah, there were lots of fun fights, those ones, all different, all varying, you know. Yeah, it has to be Kara in the end. You know, even when you did, like, Big Bad Wolf, that event, you're sitting there going weeks on end and you don't get the one you need for the mobs. And, yep, worrying about it, it's Kara. Anyway, have a fun shoot.
Oh. Thanks. That was awesome.
I was smiling through the entire thing because I'm thinking, yeah, I did like Gruul's too. Mag's, that's one that I kind of would mess up on.
Yeah.
Because trying to click at the same time, it's like, oh man. But yeah, Kara's just.
Yeah, and you know what? Doing Shade of Iran, where you had to stop and no one could do anything for that time. Otherwise, you wiped the raid.
Which one was the one where you had the Ring of Fire or something like that? And if you walked out of the ring or something, then. Wasn't there like the imp? No, not the imp, but well, it was the room with the imps, right? Wasn't the guy a satyr, I think?
What's his name?
Ilhoof?
Yeah.
Shade
was nasty. I remember, because you wanted to get to Shade so you could take the portal from the dude at the beginning, you know? So you always wanted to kill Shade. And if you got to the end of your raid night and you're like, damn it, we can't get Shade down. You're like, oh, we're going to start all over again next week. Oh, that hurt. But that was really good, Spanky. Thank you for that. And lots of great memories with so many of those. But I agree. Kara, for me and for Stone, is definitely a huge part of our favorites. So yeah, and thank you everyone who contributed. We really appreciate it, guys. So absolutely. Thank you so much. Now, next week, what is our topic? Stone, tell me, please.
Well, if you didn't guess, we've got a pattern going on here. So we are going favorite Wrath era, and I made sure it was going to be a pattern, because if it's not, it's going to make my brain go crazy. So it's a favorite Wrath era 5-man dungeon.
Dungeon. Oh, there's so many. Can I have all of them?
I don't think we're going to have the same one this time.
It'll be interesting to see.
We should do like a reveal or something. Like we should write it down.
Well, yeah. How are we going to do that when we're supposed to do screenshots this week? Let me ask you this, Stone. Everyone, you are witness to this. Stone, do you want to go in and get your own screenshots of your favorite Wrath dungeon this week? You can do that by yourself. He's laughing. He's utterly killing himself laughing. Okay,
here's the thing. I am not good at making the screenshots look good. I'm not good at that.
Yeah. So we will
need to make some time. So yeah, we will do that sometime. So, and again, guys, don't forget, if you want to send some screenshots in, we can put them up. Send in some screenshots of your favorite Wrath dungeon or your favorite Burning Crusade raid, or even going back to classic, what was your dungeon that you really like? So, yeah, so don't forget, you can send them in to us. Email is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Now, don't forget to check out the website where we have some awesome pictures on adventuresinazeroth.com. And I have got a gallery page which I put some extra stuff up. And at the moment, it's pretty much me and some of me in stone. So get them in. Twitter, we have got a tweet, and that is @ADVAzeroth. And Stone, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter @WowChallenges, and also the podcast called The Richter Scale, which we run live on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and a podcast that Lita and I both do also live, and you're about to hear children. @WowChallenges. We also run I gotta mute mine. Can you please pick up where I'm leaving off?
Okay, sure. All right, so you can find Stone and I on our other show, which is the WoW Challenges podcast, which we do a live show every, well, Saturday night for Stone, Sunday morning for me. And you can catch us on Twitch Live. Where you can find me, I am on Twitter, which is @LetaWow. That's LETAWOW. You can also find me on my show, which is Behind the Avatar, and Geektopia that I do with Ben and Steve about geeky stuff. And of course, the WoW Challenges podcast with the other one who's muted because the kids are running around or doing something as he nods. So thank you guys for all the likes and retweets and for just conversationing. Is that a word? That's a new word. I'll go with that new word. For just talking to us. So we really appreciate the likes and retweets and all of that. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And you will find we are doing a show next week. It's going to be interesting because somebody's going on a road trip. Well, a plane trip. Let's just say that. So he will be leaving at ridiculous time in the morning. And I am going to try and get in contact, and we're going to record a show while he's at the airport, hopefully. So we have definitely got a show. We will see how that goes. And other than that, yeah, just I think that's about it. I think we're at a wrap up. If you could see the hand gestures I am getting right now, people. It is quite amusing. All I can say is maybe I should just do a single show for a while, Stone. This is kind of fun. I could pretend to do your Casey Kasem voice. No, I can't. I can't do that. He can't say anything, people, because he's muted. And he's shaking his head at me. So I think I am just drawing out time till he can unmute himself. No, we were just moot, and that's the show. So everyone,
just go. We'll so some of the best times are when I don't talk. So we could just do a show where you just do all the stuff.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Thanks for listening, all that, and appreciate it. And I'm not good at that either. So
that's so good. That was awesome. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week. And that's it for us. Wrap up. So bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2016, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.